B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Gene, what's happening, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How can we help you, sir?
All right, so I went on a couple dates with this woman named Dana. Things were going really good. I went back to her place a couple times, and out of nowhere, man, she just started, like, didn't get back to text. Just pretty much ghosted me, and I don't know what happened.
You know, okay, so what happened the last time you guys hung out?
I mean, there was... there was, like... I got into, like, a fight of sorts, I guess you could call it.
Wait, you got into a fight?
Not like, so... this is dumb, but outside of her house, there's like a couple, I guess they're wild turkeys or whatever.
Yeah.
and like, I think, man. They're huge. These are huge turkeys.
Yeah.
And they're like, they bother her. They like near her place. And I was just trying to man up, you know, try to scare them away. And it got a little out of control.
Oh my God.
So it might be because you got into a little bit of a tiff with a couple of turkeys outside her house.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it can't be that. Like, it was just a weird thing that happened.
You did it to defend her.
Yeah, I thought it was a really honorable thing to do.
There you go. All right, so look,
this is one of the weirdest calls I think that we've had in a long time.
It could be getting into a fight outside of her house could be so much worse than trying to keep the turkeys away from her house. We can resolve this if that's the issue. All right, so Gene, hang on, and we'll give her a call next. Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
All right, second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Gene, and apparently he's looking for this girl, Dana, who they hung out for a little bit. But last time, well, she hasn't hit him up since last time, and he thinks, if anything, he was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was nothing. Except there was one small incident between him getting into a fight outside of her house with an enemy? No. Her ex-boyfriend? No. Some kids who were being loud? No. Turkeys? Yes. There was a couple turkeys that were, you know, hanging around the house, and Gene went out to scare them, and he thinks that might be it. I mean, if that's it, we can definitely resolve this. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to try and call Dana right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Dana, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Don't hang up. The reason we're calling you is for a good reason. Somebody gave us your number because they want us to ask you out on a date that if you say yes, we'll pay for the entire thing. And I'll even tell you the guy's name. So can I just, if you give me a little bit of time to explain, can I do that?
I'm not on any dating app, so I don't think that you have the right number.
No. This is somebody who you know. That's how they gave us your phone number. So how about I just tell you his name?
I mean, I don't know if one of my friends is like trying to set me up because I'm single. I don't know. But,
no.
I mean, you can go ahead and try to see if I know him.
Okay. So his name is, you do know him. His name's Gene. You hung out with him a bunch of times.
Oh, honey, I'm Gucci on him.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. If you say yes, we'll pay for whatever date you choose, whether you want to go somewhere.
It ain't about the money. It's not even about that, honey.
Ramiro, honey.
Yes, huh?
She's
yes.
Gucci on that.
You're good? Okay, so well, can I just ask why? Because Gene thinks, and if this is the reason why you're not into him, it's pretty silly, and I think it's fixable. He said last time you guys hung out, he was trying to scare some turkeys or something like that outside of your house, and he said that got a little weird, and that he thinks that might be why you're not calling him back. Is that true?
I mean, ding, 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 that is the answer, so yeah.
What?
This is what happened. You want to tell you the story? So I'm, you know, getting ready, and I hear, like, you would, like, growl in the driveway, and I'm like, what in the holy ghost is going out there, you know?
So I come out there, and this guy is, like, covered in the turkeys and, like, getting his ass feet shit on. Like, he tripping, calling my name. I'm looking at him like, bro, what did you do to them? Like, they're attacking him. You know, just seeing him in that position, like, pathetic grown man on the ground getting his ass beat by some birch, just turned me off. Get the
out of here.
Hold on, Dana. Gene's on the phone and he's listening to this. Hey, Gene.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe I misunderstood when you told us the story. I just had a different picture in my head. I didn't picture you getting your ass kicked by the birds.
No, a different picture actually happened. This is bullshit. So, like, we're talking, there's like a
bunch. I didn't know he was on the phone.
Yeah, I am.
This is good because now we can get his out of the story.
So, yeah, I was being brave. I mean, we're talking 8-10 gigantic ass turkeys, and I scared them away. Yeah, did I make the noise to scare them away? Yes, I was making the noise to scare them away.
Mm-hmm. That was not a brave act, honey. You got your ass whoopsie doodle doo doo by these birds.
Yes,
I'm just like not digging it. You know, here's the thing: is like. That's your side of the story, but I know what happened. And if we ever have kids, you know what I'm saying? And the kids watch their daddy get attacked by some birds, and he let it happen, God. That ain't gonna work.
It was my first time fighting a turkey. I'm sorry I didn't have all the moves to prepare you a nice feast. Now I know. Next time I'm going out there with like a shovel. Because they come behind you.
Jesus Christ.
They tag team.
Take the shovel out of your hand. We don't need to get aggressive with them. Damn.
What? When you were running into battle, what was your battle cry for the turkeys?
Like, I was, you know, I was like, I tried to match them. Like, no, 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 no.
right. Well, so Dana, would you be willing to give him? It's about that counts. He tried to do it to help you, and he said now he knows a different strategy for next time he has to get into a confrontation with a bunch of turkeys. Would you be willing to give him another date?
Heavens, no. No, I'm good on that. I can't look at him the same, bro.
You know, all you motherfuckers. I hope those turkeys bite you in the ass. I'm going to eat a turkey sandwich right now.
Just okay.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Hell yeah. Don't make promises that you can't keep. Well, I mean, you're going to do that in life. Just try not to do that immediately when you start dating someone, because that will give you a one-way ticket to the Second Date Update on the 10s. We got one tomorrow morning, 7:10, with the Get Up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.